A statement issued by the Sovereign Council over the weekend said the two leaders reviewed Sudan's political and security situation and agreed to form a joint security committee from regular forces, the state agencies and armed groups that were signatories to the peace deal to handle the security situation in the country. The meeting discussed the progress of the political process and the need to move forward with the agreed agreements, according to the statement released by Al-Burhan and Dagalo. Before the meeting, Army spokesman Nabil Abdullah reiterated the military's commitment toward establishing a civilian-led government in a televised statement.
We fully support the entire provisions of political framework agreement, which stipulate the unity of all armed forces under a civilian-led transitional government during the remaining transitional period until elections are held in the country.
Political analysts have speculated in recent months about disagreements brewing between Al-Burhan and Dagalo on way forward. Abdullah says the army shall not let citizens down on their journey to democracy.
We want to assure our people that your armed forces shall remain the only sustainable hope and a loyal companion towards the completion of the Sudan revolutionary path.
The signatories to the political framework agreement welcomed the army's statement and called to expedite efforts to form a civilian-led government during the transitional period. Rashid Muhammad Ibrahim, professor of political science at the Center for Diplomatic Studies in Khartoum, says it is good that the military leaders have realized any disagreement between them would interfere with the stability of the country.
The Sudanese political future depends on returning to a strategic path of the revolution that needs stability. No parties shall claim to be owning the transitional period. Sudanese people are those who have the final decision. This period is supposed to be a short period led by a civilian government with specific programs that focus on the livelihood of the people.
The 2022 framework agreement stipulates that the army shall hand over power to civilian government and all armed forces, including the paramilitary rapid support forces and former rebel groups, should be integrated into the national army. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum.